Secret Rendezvous on Countdown 89. It's number 63. All the Twin Cities' biggest songs of 1989 are here on Countdown 89. I'm Denny Schaefer, live at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Minneapolis. We're not going to stop until 1990 and our number one song of the year. And you know, if you asked Roxette if they had a good 1989, they'd probably turn to you and say,
Yeah.
Here's the Swedish duo with the first of three hits on our countdown, Dressed for Success at number 62. Second American single, Dress for Success on Countdown 89. It's number 62. You know, a lot of people are dressed for success here at the Downtown Hyatt. You know, it was a very interesting year for Bon Jovi. John and the boys took part in a very historic concert in Moscow, along with other heavy metal bands. John and Richie did a great duet on the MTV Music Awards. And, of course, the group donated one of their songs to a Rock Against Drugs benefit album. Here they are, back again at number 61. Bon Jovi, Living in Sin on Countdown 89. At number 61, that's Bon Jovi, Living in Sin, and I'm sure you'll agree that John Bon Jovi had probably some really serious hair for 1989, wouldn't you think? I'm Denny Schaefer, and you're listening to Countdown 89 on 99.5 WLOL. You know, it's a Twin Cities New Year's Eve tradition for over 10 years, and every year, record companies try to come up with acts that will be automatically successful. Now, the way they do it is they find acts that sound like other acts. Since George Michael was the number one act last year, guess who groups tried to copy this year? That's right. And I'm sure the British duo called Waterfront would deny it. But see if you don't hear a little George in our number 60 song of the year. Here's Waterfront, Cry, Countdown 89 from WLOL.
Please don't apologize.
We're at number 60 with the British pop duo Waterfront, and their only hit this year, that's Cry on Countdown 89. And you know, they do sound like George Michael, don't they? You know, Bobby Brown had a super year, you can't deny that, but it was mainly due to the creative efforts of two guys who produced his Don't Be Cruel album. The two producers are known as L.A. and Babyface. Now, when they saw Bobby have hit after hit, they decided that, hey, maybe they could have success recording their own music. So Babyface recorded his own album, and he's doing rather well. Not at Bobby Brown's level yet, but he does have the number 59 song of the year. Here's Babyface, and It's No Crime on Countdown 89 from WLOL.
I never thought that
downtown Minneapolis. It's the end of 89 and the end of a decade. Sit back and listen as your station for the 80s takes you into the 90s. 99.5 WLOL.
WLOL. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I'm Denny Schaefer, and you know, Starship has been through some serious changes over the years. So serious, as a matter of fact, that there's almost nobody in the band that was in it 10 years ago. It became obvious when Jefferson Airplane regrouped and released an album about the same time as Starship. Here's Mickey Thomas in Starship with our number 58 song of the year, It's Not Enough, on Countdown 89.
If you want my love, tell me about tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. 99.5 WLOL, Starship, It's Not Enough. Well, it's enough to make it to number 58, the number 58 song of 1989. On Countdown 89, I'm Denny Schaefer, broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency, downtown Minneapolis. Hey, if you don't have nothing to do tonight, why don't you come on down and party with John Drew and myself? The Rockin' Hollywoods are here. The Wolverines, the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm. 25 big ones a person. Come on down and ring in the 90s. Now, the guy who did our number 58 song said that he really didn't want it to be a hit. He just wanted to record it because he said the song had always been one of his favorites. It has long been considered a rock classic, and Michael Damian didn't really want to be successful doing someone else's music. Buddy. Everyone liked it so much, it became the number 57 song of 1989. And you remember David Essex did it in 1971? Michael Damian redid it in 1989. Rock on. Number 57 on Countdown 89 from 99.5 WLOL.
Hey, kids, rock and roll.
Mike Uncle Damien, who made, you remember this? He came into town and threw a lunch party for 50 WLOL listeners in October, and they sat there and they watched his soap. Wasn't he in Young and the Restless? He's Young and the Restless, right, Michael Damien?
Yeah.
And you were there, weren't you, John Drew?
Yeah.
Of course you were, and it was a lot of great fun. He's in at number 57, Song of the Year, number 57, Rock On, and Countdown 89. I'm Denny Schaefer, and don't forget that coming up, as soon as our countdown is over, it's the Maximum Music Montage featuring 28 years of hits in 45 minutes. So make sure you get your tape recorders ready. Our number 56 song was a flash in the pan for a local group, the Boys Club. Gene Hunt split from the Jets and joined Joe Pasquale, who had been a number of Twin Cities groups. They made an album, and it is contained our number 56 song of the year. Trouble erupted. Uh-oh, the group split up, but the Boys Club will still be around in some fashion, but it won't have both Gene and Joe in it anymore. Here they are in happier days, the Boys Club at number 56, and I Remember Holding You on Countdown 89 on 99.5 WLOL. I do. I remember holding you, and then I remember you slapping me. It was really a rough night. Two of the stars of the WLOL birthday extravaganza of the Boys Club. Number 56 here, I Remember Holding You on Countdown 89. You know, they don't like to make videos, and they claim they don't know what their songs are about. They'd rather not be stars, but they have the number 55 song of 1989. They are the rather electric R.E.M. and their song Stand went all the way up to number 2 this spring. It's number 55 for the year on Countdown 89 from WLOL.
Stand in the place where you live.
Music 99.5 WLOL, and of course that was REM, which stands for Rapid Eye Movement, moves up to 55, Stand on the Countdown in 1989. Now you know that I, Denny Schaefer, and John Drew, we are down here at the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis. We are live here broadcasting, and we've got some other of our staffers out and about, and let's check in with JJ Fly over at Norma Jean's. JJ?
Thanks a lot, Denny. How you doing tonight?
Kicking. How about you?
You're sounding great on your first year out on Countdown 89.
You liar!
I think John Drew's shaking in his boots. We're at Norma Jean's tonight, 26th and 26th in South Minneapolis. The Twin Cities Major League Party is happening here tonight. Oh my God, you should see this place, Denny. Even you would be impressed.
I'm impressed just listening, JJ. Anytime you speak, I listen.
Well, you know, my mom likes to listen to me.
You know,
too,
you know I love Norma Jean's. It's within crawling distance of my home.
Are you going to make it till midnight? That's all I want to know.
Of course.
All right. We're
I am a professional.
We're going to bring it in together at midnight. We'll talk to you in just a bit.
Okay, let's check in now with Kelly Fox out at Hot Shots. Kelly, hi. Kelly, how about Chris O'Connor at the Heartthrob?
Hello, Denny and Chris, Drew and everybody in the Twin Cities.
What's up?
Down here at the Heartthrob Cafe. I'm spinning along with Jeannie tonight. Wish everybody happy holidays.
Happy New Year's.
Oh, this is a great place to be tonight. Come on down and join us in downtown St. Paul. It is cooking. It's hot. It's happening. Only $5 to walk into the Heartthrob tonight. Free champagne at midnight and a whole bunch of party favors and prizes that we're going to dump on everybody at midnight. Denny, Drew, it's a party in downtown St. Paul.
Thanks, Chris. Now, Kelly, are you there in Hot Shots in Burnsville? Well, we'll check back down there in Burnsville. Obviously, she's having just too much fun to talk to me, and I'm not going to take it too personal. Let's continue with Countdown 89. Here's a guy who was clearly the comeback story of the year, maybe the decade. If you would have asked radio programmers to play Donny Osmond a year ago, they would have laughed at you. They would have said, no way, are you nuts? But Donny went out and worked his record onto some radio stations. He had two big hits as a result. Apparently, the public was ready to forget his teeny bop image and listen to the music. Here's the number 54 song of the year, Sacred Emotion on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL, the 54th biggest song of the year. That's Donny, One Bad Apple Osmond, with Sacred Emotion on Countdown 89. Of course, I'm Denny Schaefer, and we are live at the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis, and quite a crowd is standing here watching the show tonight. Is everybody ready to have a good time? Obviously, they didn't follow my cue where the darn. We'll have to work on these people. And look at it. It's only 8:21, and they're not following directions at all. By 11:30, we'll be like, yeah, shut up, Danny, and play some songs. And that's exactly what I'm going to do on Countdown 89. Here's song number 53. Crank this one up. It's Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock with...
Joy.
Song that broke out of the dance clubs of Minneapolis and out of the radio. Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. That's the number 53 song of the year, Joy and Pain, on Countdown 89 from 99.5 WLOL. You know, Countdown 89 is being brought to you by Applause, your number one stop for music live from the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis as the countdown continues. Way too hot to handle at number 52. Here comes the Bobby Brown and On Our Own from WLOL.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters and the End Control.
Ghostbusters 2 on our own. Uh-oh, I've been slimed. Bobby had a small role in the movie. Remember that? He was a valet. Yes, he was. One of his biggest hits of the summer with the number 52 song of 1989. Countdown 89. Is it working, John?
I don't think so, but it is working.
I can hear you.
It's working.
Of course, we are live at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Minneapolis. Countdown 89 from 99.5 WLOL. Hey, what a tough shift I had. 3 hours.
I can hear the party cranking up inside. They're getting ripping. I can tell already.
They're chanting, Danny.
What time the bands
Danny,
go on here?
Danny. I believe 9 o'clock, isn't it? 9 o'clock tonight, the bands, I believe.
More table dancing from Denny tonight, huh?
Oh, you know it. I'm really fired up, John. This 3.5 hour shift just tuckered me right out. I want to thank the Chuckster, Charlie Quinn, back here at the studio. Working his butt off while we can party and have some fun. And, John, are you ready to take over?
We're rolling.
It's a tough act to follow, I'm telling you.
Big year.
I'll be stopping back.
Not nearly as big a year as it was. Are you done?
No, I'll be stopping back and harassing you a little
bit. Start
drinking. Okay, go ahead.
My advice to you is to drink. No. It was such a great year for New Kids on the Block that they broke a long-existing record for ticket sales in New York. They sold out four shows at the Meadowlands. Isn't that where what's-his-name's buried? That breaks the record that was set by New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen. Nobody's comparing the Kids to the Boss, but they're certainly the phenom of the 89 year. Here's their third chart entry at number 51, New Kids and CoverGirl on Countdown 89. Non-stop music, 99.5, song number 51, the New Kids on the Block with CoverGirl. The Kids will be back again as we roll through Countdown 89. Hey, the top 99.5 songs of 89 are determined through record sales, your request, nagging us on the phones, and Twin Cities airplay, of course. Now, when a group has a big first album, there's always a fear that the second one won't be quite as big as the first. For most first albums, they have like a lifetime to get the thing together. But the second one has about 6 months. If you throw in a marriage, a baby, a management shakeup, it would be amazing if a group could repeat earlier successes. Well, Exposé did it. They released their new album and have had 2 hits so far. Their biggest is our number 50 song of the year, Exposé, and When I Looked at Him on Countdown 89. Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL, one of the headliners at our WLOL Bahama Blast. That's Exposé at the halfway point of Countdown 89 with number 50, and When I Looked at Him. Which brings us to number 49 in our countdown, Turning Back Time with Cher on Countdown 89, exclusively on 99.5 WLOL.
If I could turn back time.
Non-stop music, WLOL, there's Cher, whose video, shot on a U.S. battleship with her butt tattoo very visible, caused MTV to be canceled in some cities and Navy enlistment to rise everywhere. If I could turn back time, at number 49 on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew, live from the Hyatt in downtown Minneapolis, but parties are raging everywhere. Our own Kelly Fox is at Hot Shots in Burnsville. Kelly?
John, it's just pandemonium here. Sorry it took me so long, but like I had to jump off a ladder to get into this dress. We are at Hot Shots in Burnsville. We want you to come out here for New Year's Eve Live. Take 35W South to Highway 13 North. We are ready to party. That's our mission, okay? So stop on out. Ready to party New Year's Eve. Also, Chris O'Connor, who is live at the Heartthrob in St. Paul. Are you going wacko too, Chris?
Oh, Kelly, this is the party of 1989, the party of the decade. I'm here with Jeannie, who's spinning the best music all night long. Is this great or what?
This is wonderful. Hi, everybody. It's only $5 at the door to get into the Heartthrob tonight. I hope you all come down and join us.
Midnight will be absolutely insane in downtown St. Paul as we ring in a brand new decade. Let's go to JJ Fly at Norma Jean's in Minneapolis.
Thanks a lot, OC. This is JJ hanging out at Norma Jean's tonight. Now, it's reserved till 9 o'clock. They're serving the best food in the Twin Cities.
East Germans bolted across the border to Hungary. Baseball president Bart Giamatti died. Zsa Zsa Gabor was slapped with a guilty verdict after she slapped an L.A. cop. And Hurricane Hugo hit the southeast U.S. coast, causing billions in damage. Another hurricane started in September. That being the career of Kevin Page. Kevin's first top 40 hit went all the way to number 2 in the Twin Cities. And for the year, it's number 48 on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL number 48 for the year. That's Kevin Page. Don't Shut Me Out on Countdown 89. All the Twin Cities' biggest songs of 1989 are here in Countdown 89, and we won't stop until 1990 and the number one song of the year. Well, it was a big year in movies with Batman, Steel Magnolias, Look Who's Talking, and Rain Man, and great sequels like Ghostbusters 2 and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, all making big waves. It was also a great year for movie music. Here's our number 47 song, Surrender to Me, from Tequila Sunrise, Ann Wilson and Robin Zander on Countdown 89 on 99.5 WLOL.
Is it that we've been together much too long?
Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL, Ann Wilson and Robin Zander with Surrender to Me on Countdown 89. It checks in at number 47 for the year. At number 46, Bon Jovi is back with the second biggest hit from their New Jersey album. Here's Born to Be My Baby on Countdown 89, exclusively on 99.5 WLOL. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL, John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, and Bon Jovi back in the countdown at number 46. There's Born to Be My Baby on Countdown 89. Live from the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis, it's the end of 89 and the end of a decade. Sit back and listen as your station for the 80s takes you into the 90s. 99.5 WLOL.
WLOL.
Well, Howard Jones has made our countdown every year since 1985, but he has one distinction. He only has one song each year. Howard did it again this year, but he had a big one. Here's Howard Jones. It's his only entry, Everlasting Love, at number 45 on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. It's Howard Jones, Everlasting Love, rolling into the chart number 45 on Countdown 89. Countdown 89 is a Twin Cities New Year's Eve tradition for over 10 years, and it continues tonight live from Hyatt in downtown Minneapolis. That brings us to our number 44 song this year. If You Don't Know Me By Now was first done by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Did you get that, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, way back in the 60s? Simply Red brought it back to number one nationally in 1989. Here at number 44, Simply Red on Countdown 89.
If you don't know me by now, you will never know me.
Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. Mick Hucknall and Simply Red with song number 44 on Countdown 89. It's a remake of If You Don't Know Me By Now. Martika, another new artist in 89, comes in at number 43 on Countdown 89 with her first of two hits of 89. Here's More Than You Know on 99.5 WLOL. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That's Cuban-born Martika with song number 43, More Than You Know, on Countdown 89. Hey, don't forget that as soon as our countdown is over, as usual, it's the Maximum Music Montage featuring 28 years of hits in 45 minutes. So get your tape recorders all warmed up. We'll let you know we're about to go. At number 42 in the countdown, this is one of those presumptuous songs that was put on a greatest hits album before it was even a hit. And it was the song that landed 38 Special on Adult Contemporary playlists. Here at number 42, 38 Special with Second Chance on Countdown 89 at WLOL.
Since you've been gone,
Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. That's 38 Special with Second Chance, rolling in at number 42 for the year on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew, and it's New Year's Eve live, over 10 years strong. We're live at the Hyatt this evening, but of course, we're not nearly snobby enough to think we're the only big time party in town. Our own Chris O'Connor is at the Heartthrob in downtown St. Paul. Chris.
John Drew, this is the party of the 80s in downtown St. Paul. I'm with Jeannie, who's spinning the greatest music at the Heartthrob tonight. Are we partying or what?
We are doing some serious partying here at the Heartthrob.
$5 to walk in the door in downtown St. Paul as we bring in 1990 and free champagne at midnight. Let's go over to Minneapolis. Hello, JJ, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too, Chris. Thanks a lot.
41. With Billy Joel's long career, he has put his whole life into song number 41. All 40 years of it. 40 years in just 4 minutes. It's amazing. Here's We Didn't Start the Fire. It's at number 41 for the year on Countdown 89 at WLOL. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That was the first single from Billy Joel's Stormfront album, We Didn't Start the Fire. It comes in at number 41 for the year on Countdown 89. Well, the Bengals had such a lousy year in 89 that they broke up. It's a big cat fight. But not before they released the album Everything. Now, here's the Bengals with Eternal Flame. It's at number 40 on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That's the Bengals with Eternal Flame. It's at number 40 for the year on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew. Now, don't forget that when you're out partying tonight and you have a little bit too much party, remember the number for Sober Cab. It's free. That's the key thing here, 588-2771. WLOL is proud again to work this year with Sober Cab on New Year's Eve. Remember, if you drink, don't drive. Make it a good New Year for all of us, especially right off the start. Sober Cab, 588-2771. They'll get you home from any public place. And, of course, it's absolutely free. The countdown rolls on. It's Madonna. She's at number 39. It's Cherish on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That's Madonna, who shot this video in black and white with her second biggest hit of 1989, Cherish, on Countdown 89. Which brings us to the lady that wins hands down the best new female vocalist of the year. Paula Abdul has four hits in our Countdown 89 this year, and they're all in the top 40. Here's the first of those four. It's Just the Way That You Love Me at number 38 on WLOL's Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL, Paula Abdul with number 38 on Countdown 89. It's Just the Way That You Love Me. I'm John Drew, and this is Countdown 89 being brought to you by Applause, your number one stop for music in the Twin Cities. The countdown continues now with Gloria Estefan. Don't Want to Lose You at number 37 on Countdown 89.
Sometimes it's hard.
Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. Gloria's big hit from the album Cuts Both Ways, which recorded in both English and Spanish, Don't Want to Lose You, rolls in at number 37 for the year on Countdown 89. Well, Martika's self-composed anti-drug song Toy Soldiers comes in for the year at number 36 on WLOL's Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That is Toy Soldiers from Martika, her second of two big hits for her on Countdown 89. I'm John Brewer, and we're live at the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis. Another great New Year's Eve. We've been doing this over 10 years now. It just gets better every year. But we're not the only party in town. Our own JJ Flies at Norma Jean's. JJ.
John, I got some quick trivia for you about Toy Soldiers and Martika, just counting them down. Did you know that it was not even scheduled to be a release off the album?
No.
It's just because of great stations like WLOL going, hey, this is a great tune. Other stations pick up on it. What does it do? It goes to number one nationally.
We're cool.
That's fantastic. We're at Norma Jean's in South Minneapolis bringing in the new year, and it is going to be a $1,000 cash giveaway. Going to be raining money here tonight at Norma Jean's. Open bar all night long. Going to be open until 3 a.m. The party is going. Dougie Fresh is mixing up the tunes. You can hear us. We're underway. Let's find out what's happening down in Hot Shots in Burnsville with Kelly Fox.
Oh, my God. This is just incredible.
35, and Bobby Brown was this year's biggest disappointment, at least in the concert scene. Bobby kept fans waiting until after midnight before he came on stage in the cities. When he finally did get on stage, he spent most of his time looking down his pants, which is no big thing. Here at number 35 for the year, it's Bobby Brown on Countdown 89. 9.5 WLOL, Every Little Step, the second of four hits on Countdown 89 for Bobby Brown. The top 99 and a half songs of the year on 1989 are determined through your record sales, your requests, and Twin Cities airplay. We move on now to number 34. Skid Row is Jon Bon Jovi's favorite new band. They're also New Jersey natives. Their first top 40 hit ever lands at number 34. It's 18 in Life on Countdown 89. Nonstop Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL at Skid Row. Skidding it at number 34 with 18 in Life on Countdown 89. Now here's the first of four songs by German newcomers Milli Vanilli. And there's still one thing we don't know about these guys. Which one's Milli and which one's Vanilli? It'll all just have to come out, I guess. We'll blame it on the rain for now. The number 33 song of 1989 on WLOL's Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5, WLOL, it at number 33. That's Blame It on the Rain from Milli Vanilli on Countdown 89. All the Twin Cities' biggest songs of 1989 are here on Countdown 89, and we won't stop until 1990 and our number one song of the year. We're at number 32 now. Richard Marx came back in 1989 with his second album, Repeat Offender, and proved to be the second biggest draw at Riverfest this summer in 1989. Here at number 32, it's Angelia, Richard Marx on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. Richard Marx will be back two more times in our countdown a little later. That was Angelia at number 32 on Countdown 89. Live from the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Brew. It's the end of 89 and the end of a decade. Sit back and listen as your station for the 80s takes you into the 90s, 99.5 WLOL. Well, Debbie Gibson has moved from teen superstar to young record exec. She's currently producing someone else's album, but she did take time in 89 to give us our number 31 song of the year, Lost in Your Eyes on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. That's the Nebster at number 31 on Countdown 89. Countdown 89 is a Twin Cities New Year's Eve tradition for over 10 years now, and we continue on with a number 30 song. Donny Osmond decided to get back into recording after talking with Peter Gabriel. Donny was planning on never recording again, but after Peter heard one of his demos, he invited Donny to record in his own studio. That's where he recorded our number 30 song on Countdown 89. Donny Osmond with Soldier of Love at 99.5 WLOL. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. That was the first hit of two on Countdown 89 from Donny Osmond's self-titled comeback album from 1989. Well, there were plenty of people who told Bobby Brown that he was out of his mind when he left New Edition. They said that he would never have what it would take to be a big star. They said that after he wrote that all he could write was dance songs. But 6 million albums later, nobody's questioning Bobby now. They're busy cleaning his pool. Here he is with Rock With You. It's number 29 on Countdown 89 at WLOL. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL, and rocking in at number 29. That's Rock With You from Bobby Brown on Countdown 89. And don't forget, kids, that as soon as our countdown is over, it, as usual, is the Maximum Music Montage. We get a lot of requests for this every year, featuring 28 years of hits in just 45 minutes. So get your tape recorders ready. That follows our number one song of 1989. We're at number 28. Dino is another disco DJ turned recording artist. He said he got into the music business just to meet people. All right. We imagine he's met a lot of people now. Here's Dino at number 28 on Countdown 89. I like it. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. Another artist with one name. That's Dino, and I like it. Coming in at number 28 for the year on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew, live at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. We're cranked up. Three bands live here. A huge party. But of course, we're not the only party in town. New Year's Eve Live also cranks up over at the Hearthrob Cafe in St. Paul with Chris O'Connor. Chris?
John Drew, this place is on fire in downtown St. Paul right now. Kiss the 80s goodbye. And say hello to 1990. Jeannie is playing some of the hottest music around town right now. Jeannie, what do we got coming up at midnight?
We're giving away a lot of free cash.
And how about some free champagne?
And free champagne, too.
27 has been covered no less than, count them, 10 times. The most recent cover appeared in the movie Beaches, performed by the movie's leading star, Bette Midler. Wind Beneath My Wings comes in at number 27 on WLOL's Countdown 89.